nearing the end of that book that you're reading, starting to think about your next great read, Nancy Pearl can help you with that. Here's Nancy with KUOW's Marcy Silman.
I picked it because it's always a good idea to remember that if you haven't read a book, it's a new book to you. We spend so much of our, you know, reading energy and our thinking about what to read next energy in front of the new bookshelves at the library or at the bookstore where the new books are displayed. So often I go back to my shelves and just revisit the books I loved. And this one is called The Gone Away World by Nick Harkaway, who happens to be John le Carré's youngest son. This is not a spy novel, although I would say that he is influenced by his father's literary style. This is science fiction, and the wonderful thing about this book is that you're reading along, and I would say maybe between half and two-thirds of the way through, you encounter a sentence, and everything you thought you knew about the book immediately changes. When you read that sentence, you are somehow forced to go back to the beginning and reread all of that beginning to see if I had missed something or if he had just done such a marvelous job of making whatever hints he gave so minor and almost invisible that you're not going to get it till you get to that sentence. Now, whenever I tell people that, they always say, well, what if I missed that sentence?
Right.
There's no way you can miss that sentence.
So was it the latter reason that he was just so great at dropping subtle hints?
Yeah, I would say there is one hint that when I first read the book, before I got to that later sentence, I thought, well, this is weird. But I didn't put anything together till I got to that wonderful plot-changing sentence.
So can you give us a general idea of the scope of this book?
Well, it's set in a sort of post-apocalyptic world, and it opens where we meet two young boys who are best friends and go through the training that they have to go through together.
I have to go back to the fact that Nick Harkaway is John le Carré's son, and you mentioned there's hints of influence. I would imagine if your father was a best-selling writer, known around the world, translated into probably every single language, that it would be very intimidating to set out on your own literary career.
I would agree with you. I think that would be very hard. And yet, you know, John le Carré's books are about friendship, and they're about betrayal, and they're about, you know, great moments in the spy world. And they're very narratively dense. You don't pick up a John le Carré novel and expect to finish it that night because there's so much there and you have to read every word and think about it as he goes along. This is not one of those kind of rocket along science fiction novels. This is a novel that is slow. It's detailed. It absolutely rewards close reading because things happen that will just, like, wow.
Her mind has just been blown.
It has, right. But I was trying to avoid saying that since that's such a cliche these days. It would blow my mind, but I'm glad you said it.
The book is called The Gone Away World, and Nick Harkaway is its author. This is not a new book.
It is not a new book, and it was originally published in 2008.
Nancy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marce.
Talking about The Gone Away World by Nick Harkaway, that's Nancy Pearl talking with KUOW's Marcy Silman.